Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, he's your sweetest precious host for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Bracha v'sachem chasei yadav, Zivu kagan v'karov, Sheni chana v'as malka, Moshe Yudah ben Peshadina, Zivu kagan v'karov, and Leilu Nishmas, Yoel ben Pinchas HaLevi, and Yaakov Shlomo ben, Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo ben Dov Ber, and Marz Esther bas Shmuel. We're going to be learning in Yanei Shavuos, Parshas Naso, Hachana l'matan Torah, based on a share given by Moravi Rabbi Shlita, the Tolner Rebbe. In Parashas Naso, which is very often Samuch to Chag HaShavuos, Milafanov, sometimes Milacharov, it says, Es Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, Vilevnei Kehas Lo Nasan, Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleim B'Kesef Yisau. That it tells us that Moshe took the wagons and oxen and gave them to the Levim. He gave two of the wagons and four of the oxen to the sons of Gershon in accordance with their work. And then he gave four of the wagons and eight of the oxen to the son of Merari in accordance with their work under Isamra, the son of Aaron HaKohen. But he didn't give to the sons of Kehas. Why? Ki Avodas HaKodesh, because they had the responsibility for the holy objects which they carry on their shoulders. In the Seches Erech, in the Gemara Darshan, Yad Aleph Amr Aleph, Amr Rebbe Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Minayin Leker Shira Min HaTorah, how do we know that there's a song from the Torah? Mehacha V'levnei Kehas Lo Nasan Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleim B'Kasef Yisau. That he didn't give it to the B'nei Kehas, these wagons and oxen, because they were busy carrying the holy Avoda, the holy work, the Aaron, and therefore they're not getting the oxen and the wagons. And it says in the Pasuk, Bekasev Yisau, and what is Yisau? Yisau is Lashon Shira. Chein Omer Su'u Zimro Snusof. Shira, Yisau is Lashon Shira, because it says Su'u Zimra, carry it, so I would say carry a tune, carry a song. Yisu Kolam Yaronu, Yishai Chofdal Yidalid. To raise their voice and to sing. So Yisau is Lashon Shira. So based on this, that because if Yisau teaches us about the avod of shir, of singing, we have to understand what the Shaychus is. It says at the beginning of the pasuk, V'levnei kas lo nasan ki avodas hakodesh aleim. And then it says, because if Yisau, well, just because they're Osek and Shira, they're not going to be taking the burdens, they're not going to be taking the heavy burdens. What's the Shaychus between one and the other? Let them be Osek and Shira and also take the heavy burdens. But no. So since they're Osek in Shira, they can't take the heavy burdens. Not only that, all the Levim were Meshoverim, not only the B'nai Kehas. So why is this Din of Shira Sedafka about the B'nai Kehas? Because the B'nai Kehas were the singers. Everybody was a singer. All the Levim. And not only that, but this Avodas Hashir, why is it said in the Lashon of B'kaseif Yisau? It already says, in Avodas Hashir, as Yashir Moshe B'nai Yisrael, as Hashir HaZos, you also have the Shiras HaBe'er and Chukas Chofal Fiyud Zayin. So, we have other Shirim. Since we have other Shirim, why is this Shir written in this Lashon of B'kaseif Yisau? They're carrying it on their shoulders. Yisau is Shira. Why don't you just say it, Retzun Zach, speak to the point. Daber la'inyan. Az Yashir Moshe, Shiras Haber. But here, no. It's said in this funny Lashon of B'kaseif Yisau, carrying it on their shoulders. And that carrying is a Lashon of Shira. Instead of just saying Shira, it says a Lashon of Yisau. Now this Shira has a special Shaychus to Torah, and to Mamad Har Sinai specifically. About Torah and Shir, we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Amar Rabba, Afal Pishe Nichu Lo Avosav Lo Adam Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo, even though your Avos left you a Sefer Torah, it's still a Mitzvah to write one on your own. Shinera Takitzvu Lechem, it says, Shira Hazos, write for yourself a Shira. The Torah is called Shira. We also find in Chagiga Yud Beis Amid Beis that Reish Lakish said that if you're Osek in Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moshe Chalav Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom, because it says Yom Yitzav HaShem Chazdo. Why is Hashem going to command His Chesed to you during the day? Because Uvalayla Shiro Imi, because at night there's Shiro. That's how much somebody's Osek B'Torah at night. So if you're Osek B'Torah at night, that's called Shira. Torah's Shira. Erevin Yud Ches Amid Beis Amr Rav Yirmiyah Ben Elazar Kobayit shenishmon bo divrei Torah b'layla shuvein or nechrav. If there's divrei Torah in the house at night, it's not going to be destroyed. Shenemar v'lo amra yeh alokai osei nosan zmiros b'layla. So it says that you have zmiros b'layla Torah, that if there's zmira at night, the Gemara promises you that you're not going to say ayeh alokai, God's going to be there with you, the house is not going to be destroyed, because there's zmiros at night. The zmiros are divrei Torah. Torah is called zemer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sanhedrin, Sadi Tessa Med Aleph, zemer b'chol yom, zemer b'chol yom. Rashi says, have a mesader li mutcha, afa pisha sader b'ficha kezemer. Make sure that the Torah in your mouth is like a zemer, and then it's always huyigram l'chashetia l'olam haba b'simcho b'shirim, and therefore it's going to be simchadik, it's going to be shiradik in olam haba. So make your Torah into a song. That's why they have a song for Ein Adam Shar Shira L'mitoch Simcha. So Rashi in Erchin. So Morav Rabbi Shlita says, why don't you just make every day a new song from a different Rashi, Rashi in Me'ila, Rashi increases, and this way people will know the no Rashis. Akopanim, the point is that Torah we see in these various contexts are called Shira. We also find Matan Torah is called Shira. Am Rabbi Yochanan Megil Lamed Beis Kol Akari Belo Neima V'Shama Belo Zimra L'Avakasav Omer Gam Ani Nasati Lahem Chukim Lo Tov. I gave you chukim that aren't good if somebody learns Torah without singing. So the giving of the chukim was given with Neima and Zimra, was given with song. That's why you have to learn it with song, because if you learn without song, it's like saying gave you chukim that aren't good. We also find in the Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabba, Dalet Chof Dalet. Am Rav Levi, Afakori Mikra Inugo, Uvin Niguno. You have to read a pasuk with its nigun and with its oneg. And about you it says, Dvash V'chalav Tachas L'shonech. There's milk and honey under your tongue. So when is Torah called milk and honey under your tongue? When it's done with a shira. So you see Amorei V'Rabbi Shlita with his expansive bikiyas, and everywhere, but specifically, it always amazes me how he's a complete baki in all of Ma'amari Chazal everywhere. So he sees, so we see from various sources that Torah has to be simchadik. When it says Vash v'chalav tachas l'shonech, the learning has to be with simcha, with shira. There's a medrash in Psikta Rabasi, Piska Chaf, Parshas Matan Torah, that tells us that the Torah was given in a mazel of Ta'omim. V'lama nitna Torah b'Sivan, v'lo b'Shar Yerachim. Why is Torah given in Sivan, not in other months? L'ma davar dome, l'melech she'asa chupa levito. V'amara demechad migdolei ha'melech, no, I love b'labas ha'melech l'arkiva ala pil, k'shi yosheves b'apir yon, u'l'sas l'b'chol gedolei malchus. Anechad vamar pil gavoa vein lo hadar vein lo yofi v'nal arkiv ala sus laharas yofi abuchol gedolei amalchus. So Torah is given in Sivan because it's like a king who made a chuppah for his daughter, and one of the gedolei amalch said, why don't we put her on an elephant, and she'll be sitting in her fancy carriage on the elephant, and we'll give her a lot of kavod, a lot of chashivas. And somebody said, nah, the elephant doesn't look so nice, why don't we put her on a horse, and we'll show her beauty, b'chol gedolei hamalchus. And then he said, nah, appeals is too high up. Asus is very nice, but they don't have the peel is high up, and the sus is very nice, but they don't have a peladaber v'yadayim lispok for them. They're not dancers. You ever see a dancing horse? You ever see a dancing elephant? They don't have yadayim peladaber v'yadayim lispok for a glaim lirko. They can't dance. So why don't we put her on the shoulders to show her beauty? So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Torah in Nisan or in Iyar, because Nisan, the mazel is a tleh, is a goat, and the mazel of Iyar, this constellation of Iyar, is an ox. So that's not the way we want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Sivan is Ta'omim. Ta'om are twins, a person, and a person has a mouth to speak and hands to clap and legs to dance. So a person's a dancer. So mazel to umim, Torah was given a mazel to umim because a person can dance. And that's, Torah has to be given with dancing. Like we see in David HaMelech, Kol HaShem Yachol Bamidbar, which is talking about Matan Torah. It says in Medrash Tanaim and Dvarim, Hashem is Sinai ba melamed shenigla Hakadosh Baruch Hu lidin Torah Yisrael. Hirish kol olam kulo al yoshvav shenamar kol Hashem yachil bekoach. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when He gave the Torah, He made this loud noise for the whole world, and it says kol Hashem yachil. Yachil is lashon machol, yicholel ayalos, dancing. Torah is given dance with a dance. Torah is dancing. Torah is singing. Beautiful. If you like music, you gotta love Torah. It says Ni Rachaim Hakadosh Adaber Nifla Parshas Chukas, and the pasuk of Az Yashir Yisrael Ali Ber Enula VeEfsher Ki Shira Zu Ala Torah Amruha. This shira is about the Torah. Because Torah is all about shira. And the Torah says the Arachayim HaKadosh was given mitoch shira. We also find in the Heilig of Pnei Menachem, the previous Ger Rebbe, in his Ma'amar Man Shavuos, who writes on the Mechilt of Rebbe Yishmael, Hashem nigla b'sinai k'zakein malei rachamim, that the Rashi Tevis of zakein malei rachamim are zemer. He appeared like an old man filled with mercy. That's Rashi Tevis zemer, with a song. Torah is given with a song. Givaldik. So Matan Torah is a song. And the learning of Torah has to be done with a song. It has to be with a niggun, with shira, with Bri Rikud. Now this inyan of B'kasef Yisohu, what's the inyan of masa, of carrying a burden? So we find something very wondrous about a masa, something very deep. That if you hold a masa, when you hold a burden, even after you put the burden down, you still feel the heavy burden, because it leaves an impression. And that's what we say when we Davin, v'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu es birchas mo'adecha. So the Abu Draham says, masa is milashon masa b'nei kahas. That we want you to be mat'in, to put place on us the bracha, that we should carry the load of the bracha of the mo'adim. Meaning that the oris, the tremendous lights of the mo'ad, should last, should continue to shine, even long after the mo'ad is over. The Fridner says that you just keep piling on, like you're in the supermarket. You throw everything into the cart, you have a lot of money, and you want to eat a lot, you want to have a party, and afterwards you can make a cheshbon of exactly what you bought. But in the meantime, just pile it on. So that's the whole inyan of the masa. Hasiyenu, we want to pile on the brachas now, and afterwards we can make a cheshbon. So the rosham of all of the brachas should last even after the yantiv. It says, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamid, Tani Roshim Gamliel Omer, Kol Mitzvah Shekibla Aleim B'Simcha, Dain Osin Osin B'Simcha, every Mitzvah they're Mekal B'Simcha, they still do B'Simcha. It doesn't say they did a B'Avo B'Yir, it has to be B'Simcha. So only B'Simcha, we can be Mamshich something L'Dore Doros. And Taka the Mori Naim in Parshas Emor, Dibor Maschel Usfartim says, that every Shavuos were Mekabal Torah, Kilo Ayom Nitna. So it has to be every Shavuos, Mitagreis B'Simcha. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu waited till Sivan, till Sivan, because Sivan's mazel to umim. These twins, these people, they can sing and dance, they can clap their hands, and that's how the Torah has to be given. And the Torah was given not only to that generation, but to all the generations. We want it to last, so therefore it has to be done b'shiru v'zimra, and that's the secret of the inyan of the masa b'nei kahas. Like the Imre Emes of Gur says, the Heilige Ger Rebbe, the second Rebbe, the son of the Sfas Emes, third rabbit, that his yortzeit is takan shavuos, isa b'medrash, b'kasef yisel. It says in the medrash, b'kasef yisel, this is parshas naso, tuf reish ayin, 1910, dibar maschil v'livnei. Ein yisel el lashon shira. This yisel is a lashon of shira. V'lama k'siv zeh b'vnei kahas. Why did b'nei kahas get the shira? I, all of the levim were meshorerim. Ask the Imre Emes like we asked before. Elishali de'a Torah bo kol levim l'shira. Because of Torah, all the levim came to song. Because the Levnei Kahas, they were carrying the Torah, the Aron, and that brought all other levim to shira. Ki avodas hakodesh yisou. Ki avodas hakodesh aleihem, the pasuk says. The avodas hakodesh was on them. And therefore, b'kasef yisohu. And therefore they carried it on their shoulders. This avodas hakodesh, they carry on their shoulders. Shetori hachana l'tfila. Torah is a preparation to tefillah, because it says they are only allowed to daven mitoch divrei Torah. And therefore, we say Ashrei, Psukei de Zimran Ashrei, before tefillah, because The tefillah has to be mitoch divrei Torah, and psukei dezimra, divrei Torah. They're words from Tanakh. V'zeu avodas avoda, sheyesh avoda achareha. Tefillah nikres avoda, mevi'a avoda acheres. And that's the avoda that brings to another avoda. So once they have the first avoda, the avoda of Torah, which is done with a song, that's the aria. So that avoda brings to another avoda, the avoda of tefillah, the avoda of all the levim being shar in the Beis Hamikdash. So we see from here that even though the avoda of all the levim was bishir, nevertheless the root of this avoda came from the Bnei Kehas, because they would carry the aron, which is korach haTorah b'daika, specifically korach haTorah, and they were machnis the korach hashira b'chol acheyam b'nei Levi. They brought this power of song into all of their brothers, the Bnei Levi, and that's why it starts. That's why it's specifically learned by Bnei Kehas, that they're the singers, because their korach haTorah, the shira of Torah, brought to the singing of tefillah of all of the Bnei Levi, and that's why when we daven, we first say Torah, which is Shira, and then that brings us to another avoda. The first avoda of Torah brings us to the avoda of Tefillah. Now it's interesting that we see that Torah brings to Shira. Al Yidei Torah, says the Imram, is Bo Alevim L'Shira. So you see that Shira is the highest level. It's a Moira D'Kazach. It's not the it's a pasuk that Chazal say that Yiso is the Shira. That because if Yiso, that Yiso is Lashon Shira, and through this Torah, the carrying of the Torah brought them to the Shira, and that's the Baal Shem Tov taught the great Maila of Shira. The Baal Shem Tov and his Yortzeit is Tak also shows that Torah is not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is Avodas Hashem. So Memela, when you have the Torah brings you to this highest, the higher level of Shira. Torah has to be done with Shira and leads you to Shira, because if you so, they're carrying the Torah that leads them to Shira. Because the Torah, Kol Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah, Filu Torah Ein Lo. Person can't say he has just Torah. If he says he has just Torah, he doesn't even have Torah. Person has to have Yiras Shemayim, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Mutavim lo ha'leisa, if you have Torah, the Yerushalayim, it's not worth anything. It says in Shir Hashirim, in the Medrash, on Asaf, Rabbah, Dalet Aleph, Aidei Shaya ben Torah, Zachalomar Shira, im Echav. Torah brought to Shira. In other words, the Tashira is so hoich, it's so elevated, that Torah only brings you to Shira. But that Shira is the highest level. And that's what we say in our davening. Hu yiftach libeinu b'soraso, psach libi b'sorasecha. So pashup shot is that when we're learning, Hashem should open up our hearts. But we don't want our hearts to be opened up. We want our sechel to be opened up. And the answer is that the learning is very nice, but ultimately we want it to bring to psichas halev, that through the Torah, we want to open up our hearts, that we should have yiras shemayim, that we should have shira, that we should be la'avdo b'lev of shalem. We find in Breishis Rabbah, Samach Beis Beis, that when Reb Chiya was going to die, they showed him 13 Nahare Afar Simon, 13 rivers of Apar Simon, whatever that means. And he said, who do these belong to? Elein to Man. Amre Ditcha, they're yours. Amre Elein to Avua, they're mine, they belong to Avua. Abo. Va'ani amarti l'arik yagati l'to v'hevo kochi kalisi achein mishpatiyas Hashem. Mishpatiyas Hashem. So, I thought that I was toiling for nothing, but I see it's not true. That God is the right judgment. Why did he think he toiled for nothing? He learned Torah. But he realized that the Iker is not the Torah. The Iker is the Yiras Shemayim. The Iker is Kirbas Elokim. And then when he saw the Nahareya Farsimon, he was kind. He said, "Ah, I see that it wasn't all for naught. I originally thought all my learning was for naught. It didn't bring me to proper years Shemayim. But I see that it did." So now we understand that the Torah is called B'Kasef Yisoh. Torah is carrying this burden, because the avoda of Torah has to be Mashira Roshem. That this Shira, this carrying of the Torah, brings a Shira, B'Kasef Yisoh, and Ein Yisoh El Lashon Shira. And this Shira is like a burden. When you carry a burden, you feel it even afterwards. So too, this Shira has to leave a Roshem afterwards. That everything should always be done with Simcha. So we see the elevated level of Shira, how great it is. And it's supposed to lead us to even greater heights afterwards. We sing Torah, we learn Torah, the Torah brings us to Shira, and it's because, if you so, it's on the shoulder that we feel it even afterwards. So it says about Am Yisrael, "Vatem tiulim lechas konim v'goy kadosh." It doesn't say that we're a goy lamdanim. It says we're a goy kadosh, we're a holy nation. And that's the goal. The goal is to be a holy nation. And we're given Torah, which is called Shira, to get to the tachlis of Tavdun es Elokim. And Torah is given b'simcha, Shira v'rikudim, mazel tu'umim. It has to be with Dvash V'chalav Tachas L'shonech, with Smiros, with singing, even in the darkness of the night, as we learned before. And it says in the Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amar Aleph, that Batzeres Nidonim Al Peros Eilon, like the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, that the judgment is how much you're going to be Amal B'Torah. B'Menuchas HaNefesh U'Barachavis Hadas, Lo Hastaris Klal, not as star as Gashmis of Parnas and Chinuch, and not as star as Ruchnios. It's all Taloi in Shavuos. So we have to make sure that on Shavuos we have to be B'Simcha, and we have to be Makabla upon ourselves the Ol HaTorah, and we have to have a lot of Shira and Zimra, and we have to know the Tachlis of Torah to bring us to Yiras Shemayim, to Psachli Bibisar Asecha. The heart should open up, and all the Kedusha of Torah should come in, and it's not just as Davar Schaltani, it's not just something intellectual, and we should go Mala Mala Mir Tashem, until we're Zoche to Visham Nashir Shir Chadosh Uvirnana Nale. We should all zocha to go up to Yerushalayim b'shiru v'zimra b'binyan habayis hashlishi b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much, sweetest and most beloved friends, for joining me for this Shira Dika and Simcha Dika Torah. Shalom, shalom.